Scott Casper for TDR, TDR TV, and all of our friends along the way, and those at InternetWrestle.com. Special interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. Well, this Thursday, the 13th, the 2010 Beat the Streets Gala will take place at the end of 45th Street in Manhattan as it extends to the Hudson River. That's where you'll find the USS Intrepid docked, and joining us right now is one half of the main event, Brent Metcalf. Brent, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, this is a Beat the Streets event to benefit all those high schools, junior highs, elementary schools that are adding wrestling. And I want to talk to you first about that. How cool is that for you to be able to continue to give back to a sport that's literally given you so much?
I think it's a great event. I'm excited to be a part of it just because it's for wrestling and what it's about, and I think they got a pretty good thing going on over there.
This is an event that's held to celebrate wrestling, as you and I, you know and love this sport, and to raise funds for Beat the Streets, which has been very successful in adding these mats to these high schools and junior highs, helping kids have something to do after school. You've never had that problem, have you? You've been involved with this sport for how long?
I've been doing it since I was 8 years old, so just over 15 years now. And, it's great that they're giving back to the community, and in a time where wrestling is being cut and things like that, it's good to see that there's people working to get it involved in these young guys' lives.
I love it. And main event, of course, is you versus Darren Caldwell and others. I believe there's six or seven other wrestling bouts that'll take place that'll be showcased on this card May 13th, this Thursday night. This is going to be a freestyle match, though. This is not going to be collegiate. This is going to be a little bit different, more up your alley. Can you talk about what you've been working on as far as switching things up?
I think you work on a lot of the same things, and then you just add in your freestyle technique. You work on staying in your positions, wrestling where you're good, and then you work on, you know, getting on top and turning guys. And especially the way that the periods are now, you can't let it be just score and hold on and wait for the period to get out. You know, you got to score, and then you got to score again and really cap that period off. So I guess just an emphasis on getting to your scores early, and then scoring again, and then again and again, and getting that period, you know, out of reach for that opponent.
After winning the 2009 NCAA champion, Darren Caldwell was conveniently absent last year for a rematch with you on that highest of stage, the NCAA championships in Omaha, Nebraska. Did that bother you at all that he was absent, maybe not able to answer the phone, if you will?
I think you like to, you'd probably like to get a rematch, and you'd probably like to beat the guy that beat you the year previous. But at the same time, you know, like I always say, you know, I can't get too worried about that and too concerned about it. I got to worry about beating the next guy in front of me. And he happens to be the next guy who's in front of me. So, did it matter to me a whole lot? No, it didn't, because it was still a national title, and it was still, you know, I was going out and, winning a big tournament. So, I guess that's where I'm at with that. He had an injury, and he had his reasons not to wrestle, and that's all right. You know, he's got to do what's best for him.
We're talking with one of the classiest guys I know, Brent Metcalf. He'll be competing against Darren Caldwell this Thursday night on the deck of the USS Intrepid at the end of 45th Street in Manhattan for Beat the Streets. Darren is a student at NC State. While you have just completed your collegiate career, by the way, congratulations. How cool is that to be done with your educational pursuit to this point?
It's exciting. It's exciting to know you went through it, and I'm proud that I did a pretty good job of it. I got through school and kept good grades and stuff, and that's something that's important to me, so I was excited about that. And just excited for the next phase of my career, which is this international wrestling and competing at the senior level, and hopefully one day being involved in coaching, and we'll see where it goes with that. But I'm just excited to move on to the next thing, and it's going to be even more work now. You know, I think a lot of times it's like, oh, it's over. You can relax. But for me, I'm excited because there's even more work I can do. There's even more, you're talking about beating the best guys in the nation. You know, now we're talking about, you got to beat the best guys in the world. So there's a new challenge, And, you know, I like new challenges.
I know you do. And again, you're talking about world team trials. You're talking about the run at the Olympics, the 2012 Olympics in London, England, and following in your mentor's footsteps. I mean, let's face it, both Terry and Tom made it to the highest stage in the world as far as wrestling in the Olympics. I got to believe that that's a goal you would like to attain for yourself and for the Hawkeye legendary as well.
Absolutely. I think something, you know, when you grow up in the sport, the icons and the things that you look at are those Olympic champions. And, you know what? We have quite a few of them in our history, but we haven't in the past however many years, past, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. So that's really what we're working on now as a program and as a Hawkeye Wrestling Club we've turned the program around, and the program still has work to do, but we've turned that around, and now we've got to get that club turned back around to where we have guys training in the room that are world champions, world medalists, and we're making ourselves and our club, you know, an area where guys all around the country want to come and train at.
We're talking with Brent Metcalf, who absolutely embodies the idea of what it means to be a student athlete. He did exceedingly well, recently graduated from the University of Iowa. Brent, you were a 2009 U.S. Open runner-up and a member of the 2006 U.S. Junior World Team. What has changed with you, other than your graduation, obviously? What has changed with you in how you approach the freestyle technique and the freestyle matches?
You know, I don't know if a whole lot changes, but I know that, you have to have a super awareness, and you have to, like I said earlier, you have to be ready to go out and score, and like I always say, take it away from your opponent. But now you don't have 7 minutes to take a match away from your opponent. You really only have two. You have 2 minutes to go out and to put lots of points on the board, and then you break, and then you get another 2 minutes. And then if you got to, you got a third 2 minutes. So it's maybe a little bit different, just in the way that you don't have time to work into a match. You don't have time to, wear a guy out. You don't have time to feel him out. You know, you gotta go in there and you gotta hard hand fight, and you gotta get to your offense quick. You've gotta score. And then, like I said, you've gotta get on top and score again.
Well, reserve admission is $150 to this gala. They hope to raise some $750,000 for wrestling programs in and around the greater Manhattan area. The main event will be the Battle on the Intrepid, the USS Intrepid, that is, in New York City this Thursday night. It'll be Darian Caldwell versus Brent Metcalf. Metcalf looking to avenge a loss at not this last year, but the 2009 NCAA Championships. And this will be that opportunity indeed. You can get there. All you got to do is go to beatthestreets.org, or you can call 212-777-5702. I encourage you to join all the wrestling faithful that will be there. And by all indications, this may be the best-selling event they've ever had. Would you be willing to do it again in 2012?
Would I be willing to? I think that this is a great event, and I think that this is awesome, and I think, you know, whatever we can continue to keep going forward here with this is great.
We're flying a guy in specifically to film your match just for television. I'll tell you what, I wish I could be there, but we'll be doing an autism event in Columbus, Ohio, so I can't be there, but I'm looking forward to seeing the results. Absolutely. Brent, thank you so much. Congratulations on your graduation. Now get back to work. Are you ready?
Yep.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. For all of us at TDR TV, internetwrestle.com, with Brent Metcalf, this is Scott Casper speaking.